everybody. Thank you for listening and joining us. We are here with another edition of the podcast. It's been about time that we took a look at some of the newer trailers that have come out. So that's what we got going for you on this episode. But as always, my name is Juan, here with Kevin.
Hello. And
we like movies. All right, Kevin, so what's the first trailer we have?
All right, the first one we have is going to be called Napoleon, starring the great Joaquin Phoenix.
This is directed by Ridley Scott?
Could be.
Okay, we'll find out.
We will find that out for you.
No doubt you've seen the chaos in the streets. We must make an example of our France will fall.
What would you do if this assignment of defense was transferred to you?
I promise you brilliant successes.
Everyone around here.
What is this costume you have on?
This is my uniform.
Everyone so near.
I led the French victory at Toulon.
What is your name?
Napoleon.
The course of my life has changed. Napoleon.
I am destined for greatness. But those in power only see me as a sword.
I suggest you take the throne
as a king. Can we vote?
This learning has held the world hostage with his egotism and his lack of simple good manners.
I think you're great. You are just a tiny little brute. It is nothing without me.
All Europe is uniting forces against me.
What's the outcome of this if you don't succeed?
Your Majesty, we are discovered.
Good.
Guys! It's a trap!
I'm the first to admit when I make a mistake. I simply never do.
Interesting. Quick question. First, I have an initial question, which is, how do you think French people feel about this? How would you guess? Even the idea of just a movie about Napoleon, but it's not in French. You know, like I wonder if that irritates them a little bit.
Like I was wondering, because the only thing that he's probably gonna do a great job, mm-hmm. but like Joaquin Phoenix sounded like he was straight from America in the movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There was no even like putting on a little, you know, French little American accent.
Yeah.
So it looked nice, but mm-hmm. yeah, that's not hard to do. My wondering was, again, and I don't know as much about Napoleon as, you know, anybody else. But I don't know, it was kind of making him more of a sympathetic figure, and maybe he was. Maybe we don't know the whole history of Napoleon.
Well, I'm sure a large part of this too is probably fictionalized.
Yeah.
Conversations and you know, meetings and things like that.
Yeah. And is he viewed like is he a French hero, or do the French people are like, oh, we're ashamed of him?
It's a shame that I've gone through this life for almost 38 years and have not come across a French person to ask them that question.
I've come across a lot of French people, but it's never occurred to me to say, hey, buddy, it's not to Napoleon.
That's a perfectly reasonable question. Yeah, if your interest is, you know, gaining knowledge and understanding.
No, it is. It's never been on the tip of my mind when I've met French people.
Well, fine on you. It will be next time.
But I guarantee you, first thing that's popping in my head is what I think of Poland. Now, just to let you know, it is directed by Ridley Scott. It releases November 22nd. Ooh, the day before my daughter's birthday. It has a runtime of 158 minutes. So that's a pretty long movie. And it's releasing on Apple TV?
Yeah. I thought it was going to clear 3 hours easily, but I guess not.
Yeah, still, I was like...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's... And the trailer was a little choppy for me, so it didn't look quite as nice as what you saw. I'll have to watch that again. But I think by this point I know better than to question or doubt Sir Ridley Scott. So I'm pretty sure this will have some.
And I don't think I've ever, like, has Joaquin ever let us down?
No. No, not really. Although I didn't see that Bob Dylan movie. Or
what?
He played Bob Dylan in a movie.
Oh, Bob Dylan, yes. Yeah. But he was like wasn't he like one of five?
Yeah. Yeah, and then there was that, didn't he do a documentary where he was a rapper? Where he like delved into rapping?
But what I think that's when he was going on talk shows and acting all weird, but he was all staying in character.
Yeah.
That was with his brother-in-law, Casey Affleck.
Okay.
That's when I found out they were related. Well, at the time, I think they got divorced now, so.
Okay. Yeah, I think I did hear something about this movie saying that there's a lot of sex in it, I think.
Okay. That's a selling point for some people.
Yeah, it certainly is. But, yeah, I'll wait. I'll wait to learn more about it, but yeah, the fact that it's Ridley Scott and Joaquin Phoenix is it is appealing.
Like, it does have me intrigued, and again, that trailer just released, so
mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
it'll open up the pages of history. Okay, going on to the next one, another historical biopic, if we want to call it. This one is called Bob Marley, One Love.
Okay.
So that's the one we're going to watch now. Hopefully it plays well for you. So here we go.
Well, jamming. Hope you like jamming too.
Where you want to start?
From the beginning.
Reggae is a people music.
People coming together.
Ooh, yeah.
You know you're a superstar.
All right, we're jamming.
I'm a superstar.
I wanna jam it with you. And we won't take a bow. We can do it anyhow. Jam until the jam is through.
There's a war going on.
We're jamming.
You can't separate the music and the message.
Because every day we pay the price.
And what is the message?
Sacrifice.
Peace.
Oh, life is worth much more than gold.
Bob, they try to kill you and your wife. And now you're choosing to return to Jamaica to play a peace concert? Don't you fear for your life?
So we gonna walk. Through the roads of creation. Open your eyes.
My life is not important to me.
Are you satisfied?
My life is for people.
Do you really think this world will make it?
Yes.
Yeah. There's no other way.
That's the source of your strength.
We know where we're from. When the land Babylon, we're going to our fatherland. We know where we're going. We know where we're from. Open your eyes. Look with me. Now, 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 now. Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the life you're living?
One love, one heart, one destiny.
Man,
how'd that one play for you?
Not great. Man, it's a long time before that. Is that coming out at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, apparently I was looking at January 12th.
He comes out.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm very skeptical of musical biopics at this point. Although I'm a big fan of Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
We Ray. We also really enjoyed Elvis. Never seen Ray.
Really?
Yeah, it just seems very sad to me.
It's really good. I just watched it the other day.
Okay, I'll probably watch it at some point. But of the more recent ones, I mean, you got the Elton John one, which I didn't even try to go see. But I did see some of the Queen one. That was really bad. Not to even mention, I think, the one about what's Tommy Lee's 80s group.
The rock band. Motley Crue? No.
Motley Crue, yeah.
Okay.
Shoot, among some other ones. So,
well, the Queen one, well, the performance at the end was great, but a lot of it was just chopped and rushed.
Yeah, or like Rami's performance was great.
Ugh.
So this, I don't know. Again, it just seems like so overtly dramatized, you know, that it... But yeah, I guess it would be...
No. Do you know the lead actor in this? Kingsley Ben-Adir?
Man, he seems, his face seems kind of familiar, but I can't think of where I'd seen him.
Well, right now, like, I'm watching that Secret Invasion, the Marvel series.
Oh, yeah.
And he plays the main bad guy on there.
Oh, that's him?
And dude, like, I didn't even realize. I was like, oh, who's playing Bob Marley? Let me look it up. I was like, that's him? Like, he's really good in both of them. That's why I was, like, very impressed.
Mm-hmm.
He's also in a movie, One Night in Miami. I don't know if you ever saw that.
Oh, the one about Muhammad Ali and...
Was Muhammad Ali, Malcolm X, James Brown, I think. Like, all... Like, these four guys all together. He plays Malcolm X in the movie.
Was it Sammy Davis Jr., maybe? Yeah, I don't think it was
It was a comedian, an African-American comedian, but it wasn't him. I forgot exactly who it was.
Oh, okay.
But it was, yeah, it's just one fictional night in Miami. Mm-hmm. But it was a good movie, though. Let me see real fast.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't know. Sam Cooke. I don't know if I'm running out the window to watch Bob Marley one.
Like,
if I'm
again, I don't go because, like, I take the girls to see the stuff I go to. They probably wouldn't appreciate it. But I'm going to watch this movie when it hits streaming.
Yeah. Okay. So sometimes there's certain movies I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of a follower, but I'd like to see how they perform first.
Yeah. Like, I keep an eye on how things perform, but then when I watch it, sometimes I'm like, I remember how Unbreakable came out. Everyone we knew like hated the movie. They went to go see it. We saw it. We like loved it. I'm like, so
what's not to love, man?
I know. It's a phenomenal movie. But all right, so now we're gonna move on to our next one. We're gonna split all the serious movies with a supposed comedy right now.
Okay.
So we're gonna, and this one's gonna be coming out on Netflix.
I'm always excited for. Oh, that's not a good start. Well, you could have said literally any other company. But what was their logo? Netflix. They had some ironic.
Ironic logo. I don't know. Yeah. But it is called The Outlaws.
Okay.
So here we go.
My parents just emailed that they're coming to our wedding.
Oh, I get to meet your parents finally.
Are you psyched? You're not psyched. Are you psyched at all? Is there any psych happening?
Sitting on top of the world, I'm up.
You haven't met this woman, parents, yet.
They've been off the grid the whole time we've been together.
It's going down. Baby, what's up?
Hey!
Billy and Lily McDermott. Meet my parents.
Pleasure to meet you, Neil.
You're very attractive.
Oh, thank you.
That's not a compliment. For me, it's too much.
You deserve something better than that hasty little goober.
Dad, just give him a chance.
Well, what does a bank manager do?
I manage all the security.
It's the best.
Let's just pray we have a nice, chill day. I think your parents are on my bank.
You can't be serious.
They knew the voice activation code to get in the vault, which I'm pretty sure I told your mom about when I was wasted.
She left me roses
by the stairs.
Thank you for your cooperation, Owen.
Does the name the Ghost Bandits mean anything to you?
Most notorious bank robbers in American history.
Your parents stole $5 million from me.
I don't understand. Was Owen right?
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Here's what happened when they decided to find you.
You need $5 million in 2 days. Wouldn't hurt to have a bank manager on the team.
You think you can rob a bank?
If it's to save Parker, hell yeah. Do I look cool?
Yeah, you look like James Bond.
Which one?
Five.
Well, that was a good one.
Just think of how many terrible decisions we have to make to get to this moment in time.
Who even am I right now?
One big happy family.
Yeah, so I knew it from the moment I heard Netflix.
So first off, right off the bat, apparently this came out a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
It's a July. I thought you were going to mention that. It says July 7th is when this releases.
Well, you just informed everyone because I ain't nobody watching that.
Apparently, I haven't heard, but I don't know. It had a good pedigree. I like Adam Devine, Nina Dobrev. It has Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. Sorry.
You're good. Yeah, Adam Devine. I mean, I'm not a huge fan of those Glee movies.
The Pitch Perfect?
Yeah. But I like him.
Workaholics? Have you seen Workaholics?
Yeah, Workaholics, yeah, they're great. Cool. But man, so hold on. So he's gonna marry this girl and her parents turn out to be bank robbers who rob his bank. They're notorious bank robbers. And then what happens to the daughter that then they have to rescue her?
I believe from the trailer, it looks like they're going to have to rescue her because she didn't know either. She's like, is this true? And then I guess they have to join forces with Adam's character to save their daughter.
Because he's a bank manager. so he would be so helpful to notorious bank robbers.
Well, it's his future wife. They're like, we gotta go save. It is a Happy Madison Productions, by the way. So it is by
Adam Sandler. Jeez, low blow, man. You have to throw that out there. Just throw them under the bus.
Just keep going. And it has Nina Dobrev, and who doesn't love Nina Dobrev?
Sure.
Evan Turner. Is that the guy who wrote Superbad with... No, that's Evan Goldberg with Seth. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, that looked pretty bad, man.
It did. It did. It had like a cute little line about the James Bonds, and that's about it. So, and then it just further feeds what Quentin Tarantino said about Netflix movies, that they don't really enter the zeitgeist of culture. Like, people don't talk about them. You watch them and you forget them.
You'd have maybe like Bird Box, but Bird Box definitely, I think, had that effect. But
like some of their series, like Stranger Things and everything, became phenomenons. But
yeah, but like, the funniest, I mean, some of their stand-up stuff that they have on the platform is good, some of it. But they had this whole campaign to promote like their focus on comedy, and I forgot what the slogan was. It was Netflix's something not funny, maybe, or something like that.
Oh no, I know what you're talking about.
And yet all the supposedly funny movies are crap. I mean, I haven't watched too many of the Adam Sandler ones, and outside of Netflix, I'm such a big Adam Sandler fan, but those have just not looked very appealing.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of stuff. I do want to watch Murder Mystery 2 because I liked Murder Mystery 1, but that's about it.
Okay,
we got two more lined up. This one we're going to watch because I haven't seen, and Juan said it's really good. So this one is called Killers of the Flower Moon. Well, let me get there.
The Osage took their name from Missouri and Osage Rivers. Neukomska. Children of the Middle Waters. Move, said the great white father. There are many. So many hungry wolves. Can you find the wolves in this picture? Picture.
Do you know much about this story?
No, not much at all.
Apparently, this was the case that from which, because of it, the FBI was formed.
Okay.
Supposedly, yeah, because I think these Native Americans, the Osage, and the people of that town to try to get their land and their resources kind of like went to war. And I think there were a bunch of assassinations and stuff.
Yeah, I think it's adapted from a book called Killers of the Flower Moon, the Osage Murders and the Birth of the FBI.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it kind of seems like Leonardo DiCaprio's character is going to be caught in the middle. Seems like it from the trailer, but who knows?
It looks like he's going to be caught with an Oscar. He was looking really good in this movie.
You think so, huh?
Yeah, like this is like Oscar. This feels like the cousin of The Revenant, or like a prequel to Gangs of New York.
Yeah,
that type of movie.
Yeah,
and it is 3 hours and 26 minutes long, by the way.
That's right. If I'm not mistaken, the actress that plays the female lead, her name is Lily Gladstone.
Yeah.
I think they said she got like a huge ovation at, I think it was Sundance or Cannes.
You mean Cannes?
Cannes. Yeah.
But like I said, it looks good. It looks like I'm gonna have to be. I can't watch this late at night though, because it's again. It said Apple TV, I believe, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have Apple TV. Maybe see this one. I would catch it when Napoleon comes out and try to catch both of them at the same time. Just pay for 1 month.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, Napoleon will be out there too.
But they both look like they're gonna be good. But they just look like they're gonna be slower movies. Mm-hmm. And it does look like Scorsese is like in his little wheelhouse here. Nice slow builds.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some beautiful imagery in this film from the trailer.
And this will come out October 6th, by the way.
Yeah, and it also definitely looks like it'll be bloody.
Who doesn't love the blood? So, yeah, so all right. So that one looks, like I said, it definitely looks like it's Oscar bait.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then our final trailer is, I'm doing this, it is, because I know you haven't seen it, but my oldest daughter, well, my daughters all together, freaked out when they saw this trailer. My nephews too. Probably the biggest movie that they're looking forward to watching. It is called Five Nights at Freddy.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Rebel Moon.
Do you think, this has released a trailer, but have you heard of Five Nights at Freddy or no?
I've heard of the old one, but I've never seen it.
Oh, it's basically, from what I've gathered, because I haven't gone into the lore as much as I have, it's some kind of twisted Chuck E. Cheese, Showbiz Pizza type, story with these animatronics attacking people, and all I know is they love it, their friends love all, like, the books and everything. And yeah, and this is the trailer, and they're freaking out the movie's coming out.
Oh, okay. So there's another movie that I'm movie called like Freddy Got Fingered or something like that?
there is. That's with
Tom Green?
That's with Tom Green, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I kept confusing it with.
So that's what you're like, I saw the other movie, I'm like, I don't think so, but no, because I know even the producer said that he was laughed about, because I think it's a Blumhouse movie, and people were laughing at him like, oh, how can you make a movie out of that? And they're like, you can't make a good movie. He goes, and that made him feel challenged to make, not only make this movie, but make it a really good movie.
Okay.
So he's like, he put a lot of effort into it, and like I said, my kids freaked out when they saw this trailer.
Well, I'll be watching this again after this, because
Unfortunately, you're having a storm up there or something, but.
But no, well, there is something going on with your internet, because usually, like, I see you clearly, and now I'm seeing you, like, pixelated and, like, a little blurry. But usually your picture is crystal clear.
All right.
Because I always notice it, because it's so much better than my picture quality.
Man, it's times like these. I wish we had pre-production meetings. Gonna ran through it, but okay, here we go. Five Nights at Freddy. Let's see what Walker watch of it.
Hi, this is Mike. I was just calling to see if that job that you offered was still available.
Yes. A security guard.
I will take anything.
This place was huge in the 80s with the kids. They shut it down years ago. The owner's just not ready to let it go yet.
I will work and you will sleep.
I understand.
Give me your hand.
All you have to do is keep your eyes on the monitor.
Welcome to Freddy Fazbear's, where fantasy and fun come to life.
Okay.
We must be new security guards.
Can I help you, officer?
Have you met them yet?
Met who?
Them. In the 80s, kids went missing. The police searched Freddy's top to bottom.
Hello?
They never found them. That's why the place shut down.
There are ghost children possessing giant robots. Thanks for the heads up.
Technically, they're animatronics.
What do they want?
They
want
to make her like them.
Happy!
Tell me how to stop them.
It's too late.
Robbie, go!
Where to?
Why do I always get the weirdos?
Hmm. In theaters and on Peacock. What has this world come to? Dude, that looks really good.
Yeah, I was watching. I was like, man, I'm like, this is what my kids want. Because I hadn't watched the full trailer. I just saw the very beginning of it.
But yeah, is this a horror movie or it's a teen horror movie? Is it like Goosebumps?
No, it's not like Goosebumps. It's like a supernatural horror film. It's not like Scream or Child's Play, but it's like in between that. Where, like you saw, they were showing some killing with blood on the door and everything.
Yeah.
So it's going to be more mature than that. What is it rated? It's got to be R, right? I was going to say what it is.
Depends on that killing.
Yeah. So, it looks a little intense.
Yeah.
But my children and my brother's children really want to watch this. And Five Nights at Freddy's like ridiculously popular, like books, like toys, all that stuff.
That story does like sound familiar. Just the animatronics coming to life.
And the bite of 89. The first time one of them snapped to somebody. But like it's starring Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
And Matthew Lillard's in it too.
Yep, saw him. The original animatronics killed the kids
No, at least from what I've gathered and what my kids have tried to explain to me, five kids were killed, and you don't know if, like, the owner killed them or somehow they died, but their spirits like possess the animatronics.
Okay.
And they're not trying to kill people per se. Those machines believe that they're helping kids by trying to get them to become animatronics too.
Oh, okay.
Something like that. My daughter tried to explain it to me, and I'm old.
Already, I like how it's that tiny little white police officer lady that is going to have all the key information. All the background information. It's not the 80-year-old neighbor that's seen it all in the neighborhood. It's this straight out of college, petite cop.
But you never know. She might be into all that stuff. But like, it was funny because when you mentioned that, in my head I was wondering if they're just going to go to some random person. They're like, oh, there's this guy. He always sits on his porch. And then out of nowhere, like, he used to be the cop back in the day, and then he just explains everything, and then you move on with the movie. Mm-hmm. Like we did in the Antlers or whatever. You just go visit somebody, they tell you all the information you need to know, and you just move on.
Yep. Well, yeah, that looks pretty good coming out for Halloween.
Right. The 27th, so I know what the girls are going to be doing after they get their candy and...
Yeah.
Want to watch something.
So it's coming. You think that that's going to come out at the same time?
Yeah.
On Peacock and in theaters.
Yeah, usually when they say both of them, it should be day and date.
Yeah.
If not, cool. Then why promote Peacock?
All right. Well, you really surprised me because I thought you were going to show Dune 2, the new trailer, but I got them mixed up. It was Killers of the Flower Moon.
I think I had the Dune 2 trailer up, but then I X'd it out, so I was like, yeah, forget it. We're moving on.
Check that one out, and if you haven't seen it and you're listening to this, definitely check out the new Dune 2 trailer. It's incredible. Also, you got Oppenheimer coming out soon. That's exciting. Barbie's going to be... 30th. Yeah, Barbie's going to be a big release too. Mission Impossible. Dead Reckoning. That's a huge movie as well.
It looks so good, Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Part one. But, alright. What are you going to say?
No, I said that's it. That's all we got.
Yeah, that's all we got. Well, thanks for tuning in. Comment, let us know what movies you're looking forward to. And again, if you have any suggestions for movies for us to review, we'll be back with those soon. Until then, catch you on the flip side.
See you later. Love y'all.